Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, I did see something earlier today about the Biden administration. They have to start some kind of process about transition. So, of course, they don't want to, but evidently that's part of the protocol. But wouldn't it be something, though, folks, to be able to have November come and go? And we are going to be planning a transition. That would be very cool indeed. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. It is the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here as we go through this early Saturday morning here on the show. And don't forget, you can always give us a telephone call, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, but you can always go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. You can also find the podcast. You can also find out all about the show and our live stream. So always remember, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com for more information. All right. Well, somebody who's got the information, somebody who disseminates the information, somebody who always has up-to-date information. I don't know how she does it, my friends, but it's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Welcome back to the program, Denise.
You're very kind. Thank you.
Well,
good morning.
But it's accurate. That's the thing. Denise, there are always so many things to talk about. We're going to continue, obviously, with the campus protests. Also, I wanted ask you about the Trump trial as well, but there's another headline out there about the TikTok issue, and ByteDance has now made it very clear that they don't want to sell. They'd rather go the legal route, and, you know, they could get then shut down, basically, or banned by the United States.
That's right. So just because the legislation was passed and signed that TikTok has to be sold doesn't mean, one, that it will be, or two, that this will happen anytime soon. It was really kind of a gesture. So there will have to be some other means by which we challenge China. And Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, was over in China and stomping his feet and talking about, you know, all kinds of things, but one thing they didn't discuss was TikTok.
Well, of course not.
Of course not.
Why rock the boat?
And, you know, apparently they were into more real discussions that if China doesn't stop supporting Russia with all things Ukraine, then we will. What the heck does that mean?
No kidding. Yeah.
Have no idea what that means. And if we had the, if we will, when will we, how will we, and why haven't we already?
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really something with this guy, you know, whenever he travels around, and it's kind of like, it's the gang that can't shoot straight. It's the, you know, they just kind of, and this
it's,
really.
It's not that they can't, it's they don't want to.
Okay, very cool.
I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the Secretary of Defense. I don't care if it's the White House press people. I don't care if it's Department of Education. Nobody wants to shoot straight. There's always something clandestine and nefarious going on.
For their agenda, for their agenda.
And nothing, it's just absolute sabotage. These people don't weigh out the consequences of these cockamamie decisions. You know, that they're you know, the attack they've got on liquid natural gas, the attack that they're putting on menthol cigarettes, the on oil permits, on the border. I mean, education, coal.
Well, but isn't that done under their umbrella would be, but that's because we care, right? We care about you, and we want to make sure everything's better for you. You don't need coal, and you don't need crude oil. You don't need all this stuff because we're going to show you a better way. But I don't really buy that. I don't think that they really care.
No, and you know, we found out, what, a couple of years ago in Texas, what an ice storm does to windmills.
Yeah, that's right.
We're finding out what, you know, these windmills are doing offshore in killing these whales. How many of them just came on shore in Australia? Like half a dozen of them?
Well, you know, back in the 80s, there was the Save the Whales campaign, you know. And again, it was, I don't know if it's specifically, but I'm sure Greenpeace would have been involved in something like that. But there was that idea of Save the Whales. They even had one of the greatest Star Trek movies of all time is the quote, the one with the whales, as people like to refer to it. But now that we have these real problems, and I'm not trying to make light of it, these real problems with real whales, they're looking the other way because it would interfere with their climate agenda.
Though. Of course. Absolutely. You know, do you remember several years ago under the Obama administration, we weren't doing anything about immigration, or we had some kind of problem with immigration or something because we had to deal with a Delta smelt fish? Remember that one?
Yeah. That's also here in California where the water runs out to the ocean and you can't collect it, I think because of the Delta smelt. And it's, or this kind of thing. It's going to impact something like that,
But we don't care about whales.
We don't care about whales, and we don't care
about
drowns.
Likely eat the Delta smelt anyway.
That's right. Exactly. But again, it's all about that agenda, and that agenda is there to drive you to your knees so that you have to comply with their orders at that point. You know?
Yeah, and we're a nation in despair, and I don't think that we've actually figured out that we are truly in despair because people are so desperate to figure out things to survive. Instead of thriving, we're barely surviving.
Yeah. Well said, Denise. Okay, well, stay right there. We are coming right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The weekend edition is here, is upon us. We hope that you've got some great weekend plans, and we're glad that you're spending some time with us right here on the radio this morning. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you want to send us a direct message or check out our live streams, podcast, any old time, day or night. And we've got Denise Simon still with us here on this wonderful weekend edition. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, when we were going out to break there, you were talking about the idea of being a nation in despair. That is a psychological weapon, you know, in and of itself. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, and especially, and this is happening now on these college campuses, and it's going to destroy, and I hope I'm wrong, some of these graduations. It's already claimed one victim, which is the USC graduation. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, and, you know, we talk about higher education. We talk about the way how these colleges, what the professors are doing. But there are a lot of kids who go through college, and they're trying to get a degree so that they can go and do something else, right? They want to go out there and live their lives. They're not part of these protests. And now they're going to, unfortunately, I think, have
they're
to
being
be
sucked in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sucked in and then deprived of actually being able to have a traditional, you know, sort of rite of passage with the college, graduation. And it just seems like, again, they're doing it at a time, again, to sort of cause maximum chaos, maximum despair.
I can't argue with that.
Well, yeah, it's really sad, but it's other parts of our society as well. You know, we've got the presidential campaign going on, and Biden's out there, you know, riding around on the helicopter and going into campaign places and whatnot. And yet Donald Trump is sitting in a courtroom because you got a judge who says, oh, look, I got this power. I can compel this individual to be here. Meanwhile, this person would normally be out campaigning for president. It just seems like we're living in this weird universe where nothing makes any sense.
Well, it would make sense if we knew, if we had the ability to think like the left.
Right.
I can't do that. I try really hard to think like they do. So I can anticipate. Not that I don't want to think like they do, but you have to anticipate what they're doing so you can build an offense and stay on defense. And
right,
it's just impossible to do. And I don't care if they're talking about the economy. If they're talking about inflation, you know, they keep saying, "Well, we're lowering the price of prescription drugs." Exactly which ones? You know?
And I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now.
The Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. There's nothing affordable about it. Now, the people that may have it are maybe not paying a whole lot for it, and that's because we are. It's being subsidized. And the ones that are getting hurt that nobody really ever talks about are the senior citizens. They're literally making choices between paying for insurance and their water bill and their power bill, their medications, and going to a doctor. They're just not doing it because they have to make those kinds of decisions. I told my son this past weekend, because we celebrated his 44th birthday.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, and I was thinking back 44 years ago when I gave birth. I was working at the time for a company called Casual Corner, which was, you know, these little stores that were in the malls. Casual Corner was owned by USU, a fairly sizable company. And I didn't have to pay for health insurance. It was a perk to be an employee that you got health insurance. And it was a time when Jimmy Carter was president, and we had to keep the thermostat at 78 degrees. And that hospital was so hot. I just remember, taking cold showers. And this is back when you had a child that you stay in the hospital, 3 days. Now they throw you out after about 3 hours. But anyway.
That's right. Yeah.
We went to pay the bill to get out of the hospital, and it was $7.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Yes, $7. And look where we are today.
Oh, yeah. Well, they come in, and they have the credit card thing right there, and they say, okay, how would you like to pay for this today? You have to swipe your credit card, and it's going to be like a grand, at least,
Oh, at least. And I was trying to put things in perspective for him, because, obviously he wasn't born yet, or was just born, so he wouldn't have known these things. And they did a cool thing on your last day. The new parents got to have a steak dinner with candlelight and all this other kind of stuff that the hospital paid for. And then they gave you this go home gift basket thing. And in there were coupons and sample things from, baby manufacturers, like bibs and pacifiers and, all these other kinds of things that you would need when you got home. We're not doing it. I mean, do you remember the time when we used to clip coupons and sometimes you got double the rate of the coupons or sign up for these sweepstakes? All of that stuff's gone. Have you thought about it? We're all gone. Now we have to go to apps in order to get 2-for-1 on a Subway sandwich. The only way you can get 2-for-1 is to use their app. Why is that? Because it doesn't take a person at the location to take your order.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the order ourselves.
Yeah, that's really true. And especially you go into some fast food places, you got just kiosks and stuff like that.
Yep.
And there's maybe a couple of people working back in the back at that point.
Now, I'm fine about being efficient and whatnot. I'm good with that. But that tells you that we're getting to the point where we don't really need employees because we're going so automated.
Yeah.
In a lot of industries. Okay, so we're going automated. Well, what are we supposed to do with these employees?
Well, but no matter what, we're going to pay them $20 an hour. Then you're going to have lots of less employees anyway. Yeah, but no, but you bring up such a great point, you know, because now where are they going to go and what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm. You know, working at McDonald's was not supposed to be a living wage. Never was. It's an entry level wage, period. Mm-hmm. Or a second job if you chose it, but it wasn't ever meant to be.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point, because what happens is here comes the left or the Democrats, Democrat Party elite, and they want to pigeonhole you into something, and this is as far as you can ever rise, right? You've got your fast food job, so we are going to fight for you with your fast food job. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but as you mentioned, it's an entry level or it's a stepping stone, right? You know, so that you're going to keep going on to do something else more than likely. But the Democrats want to keep you basically pigeonholed into something so that you never really rise higher. And, you know, and because that's part and parcel of their illusion that they're fighting for you.
Yeah, no argument for me.
You know, because it used to be, you know, how far can you go, you know, in this land? In fact, I mentioned this earlier, Denise. There was a quote by Biden saying, Donald Trump looks down on everybody. But I don't, because he's looking down on you from Mar-a-Lago, but I'm looking at you from Scranton, and nothing could be further from the truth. It's the Biden.
And this is a guy that gives an interview with Howard Stern.
Right.
Okay. Will somebody explain to me who thought it was a good idea for Biden to do an interview with Howard Stern with his reputation? Does anybody used to remember his radio shows and, I mean, how just disgusting they were? And they were, you know, they, and I'm sure that Biden himself, you know, and with his lack of mental acuity, even knows who Howard Stern is these days. And if he did, then why didn't he question, why would I interview with Howard Stern and his reputation? Well, that's desperation.
Yeah.
And then in a weak moment, what does he do? He agrees to have a debate with Trump. Now that, if you want to talk a White House in panic.
That's right. It's pandemonium. Over there, they're running around, and
no wonder they're beginning to pack up stuff at the White House and get ready to move out.
All right, Denise, stay right there. We're coming right back. Weekend Edition continues. Kyle Warren with you. More with Denise Simon on the other side of this very short intermission. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The United States providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press that he doesn't believe presidents should have absolute immunity for action. actions taken while in office. This comes as the Supreme Court heard arguments related to former President Trump on Thursday. McConnell reiterated his stance, which he made after voting to acquit Trump following the 2021 Capitol riot, suggesting that the former president could be held accountable by the justice system. And gas prices have risen slightly. AAA says the national average is now $3.66, up 1 cent from Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Pittsburgh, I really mean it.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, I'm not Pittsburgh. And neither is Denise, but we love Pittsburgh, though. We're just not Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure. But Joe Biden might think that he's Pittsburgh. And if he does think that, well, you know, who are we to question that? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you this morning on this wonderful weekend edition of the program. Bill, listening on WLSS, has this to say. He says, Denise was talking about Biden taxing this and that. Reminded him of the 1966 Beatles song, Taxman. Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. That's actually a really cool song, by the way. George singing that, I believe. He also says this. He says, also, if you like the Summer of Love 2020 riots, when states refuse to ask for federal help from a Republican president, you're going to love the Summer of Demarxist, Anti-Semitic, Islamofascist, Summer of Terrorism 2024, when a Democrat president won't help if asked. And I think he's got that about right, doesn't he, Denise?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely does.
Yes.
Give him a radio show.
All right. Well, Bill, yeah, we appreciate your comment. And, I just don't see this, and like I said, I hope I'm wrong, I just don't see this kind of going away anytime soon, you know, because they've latched on to something, and of course they want to expand it, I'm sure.
The demonstrators. The protesters?
Yeah, demonstrators, yeah.
No, when you're getting paid,
right.
You know, you're having food delivered, I guess, by Uber Eats or something. You've got porta potties, and I don't know what they're doing about showers and whatnot, but you can sleep every night in some brand new sleeping bags and tents, and then you got people like Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez, you know, showing up and shaking hands and, you know, getting them encouragement and whatnot. In the meantime, you know, you got Joe Biden saying that he was a lifeguard and he saved people from, you know, a black-run swimming pool, and that women sent him salacious pictures all the time, and he'd take those pictures and give them to Secret Service, but he didn't have Secret Service detail when he was a senator, so...
Well, yeah. you know, I'm glad you mentioned about the senator thing, because when he was asked by Howard Stern, will you debate him? And he says, yeah, I'll debate him. To me, it just kind of seemed like, because sometimes he reverts back to, hi, I'm Joe Biden, I'm running for the Senate, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if that was like an automatic response that it didn't register in his brain to say, No, we're not debating Trump. We can't even, don't even mention that. How are they going to walk this thing back is the first thing I thought.
Everything's supposed to be absolutely choreographed, but maybe on this particular one, somebody dropped the ball.
No kidding. And Howard Stern, he sailed that one right in, you know. That was an accomplishment on his part. All right, let's head over to the phone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob, who's got a question or comment for Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Two things. Do you think that Biden will still be the nominee, or will they put somebody else in his place? Second thing, on political ads, Trump versus Biden, this is something they should do. Trump versus Biden, competent versus incompetent, stressing Trump's incompetence versus Biden's Democratic Party failures and lack of accomplishments. Point out that Biden will say anything to get elected and has been a plagiarist in the past. In other words, whatever he says is just noise to get elected.
Okay, very good. Yeah, good question and comment there.
I think that he will be getting through the convention. I think he will be it. They don't have anybody else. Because anybody else that would possibly be there is probably not a chance. As bad as things are in this country and around the world, nobody in their right mind would want it.
Mm-hmm.
Denise.
Yes.
Don't you think that it's virtual? Can't they be looking at Biden and his results and everything else? It has to be suicide on their part to nominate him. I mean, how can they even have a chance? All the polls are crushing him. Everything is pointing against him. And to the fact, too, don't you think they're going to point out that how can Biden possibly go? What's his presidency going to be like in 2 years? In 4 years?
I don't disagree, but he's not operating. He's not the president today anyway. Jeffrey Zients is. He's running the country. That may be true, but
they're going to point that people. That's still a weakness that he can point out. I mean, how can you run this guy? I mean, I don't care whether you put Newsom in. I don't care whether you put pick up any reasonable Democratic senator and put him in.
Well,
even half reasonable, even just one of their standard.
So if he comes out, he has a medical episode, he can no longer be president, then they put in Kamala Harris. Maybe that's the ultimate plan.
But that doesn't sound like a good...
And people don't love Kamala. They don't want her.
But at least she can walk a straight line and she doesn't stumble. I mean, we just have to deal with her laugh all the time. But
Yeah, thanks, Beckham and Bob. Yeah, well, I hear you, Denise. I really do. We've got another direct message question. This is from James in Clearwater. He says, you mentioned that forcing TikTok to be bought by an American company would be okay, because we have a department that would be sure the Chinese wouldn't just use a series of shell companies and keep the propaganda machine. My question is this. Is this the same department that cleared the sale of 25% of our uranium supply to Russia? Well, that's a pretty good question.
Touche. I mean, I'm with you, dude. I mean, it's just kind of like these Republicans. We're so mad because, you know, this bill passed and we're giving money to Ukraine and Israel and whatnot, and there's not a penny in there for border security. But wait a minute. Everybody said we didn't need, including Border Patrol, we don't need the money. We just want them to follow the law. Well, which is it? Do you need money or do you want them to follow the law? Border Patrol doesn't need the money. The only reason we have to throw money at this is to pay, help DHS pay for all of these airplanes and tents and hotel bills that, you know, for the Roosevelt Hotel kind of thing. I mean, that's the only reason they're running out of money. Quite frankly, you know, We've got abandoned buildings all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, get them out of the Roosevelt Hotel and go put them in the old Joliet prison in Illinois. How about that?
Neil in Henderson, Nevada is on with Denise. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
You know, I was in Scottsdale a couple of nights ago. And, you know, the cost of food, it's gone off the charts. It's just, you know, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about our president, okay, I got to tell you, he makes me laugh often. You know, like he recently claims he used to drive 18-wheelers.
Yeah, right.
You know, he says he was raised in the Puerto Rican community in the Bronx.
Yeah, or the Greek. Right.
He spent, you know, 10 years driving 18-wheelers. I mean, he's just a jack of all trades. He's done everything. About President Trump, what's going on with these indictments? Not only is it obscene, but these indictments lack any kind of legal foundation. I think what I want to see most, I want to see what happens with the, you know, the top secret classified documents.
Yeah, the Mar-a-Lago case.
Let me just mention this for the record. President Biden was in possession of top secret classified documents for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
They found no crime there. That's not a crime. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what they're trying to prosecute with President Trump, I want to see them do that. As President of the United States, I believe he has full authority to declassify anything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even have to sign off on it. If you think about it, it makes no sense that he has to answer to a librarian at the National Archives. That's just the way I see things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. We'll let Denise respond, and then we're heading out to break. But thank you so much, Neil. Great call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, so what do you think, Denise? We got about 20 seconds here before the music starts up.
I want Neil to jump on over to Twitter, otherwise known as X or whatever it is, and take a look at what Julie Kelly has been uncovering in the documents regarding Mar-a-Lago. It isn't what they say. And I think one of the worst mistakes that Trump made was to drop the lawsuit against Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, time flies, Denise, but we've had a great discussion this morning, and I appreciate you very much. And we're going to talk to you on Monday.
Weekend.
All right.
Yes,
take care. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website. Head over there. Check it out. Find out all about Denise's articles, the other materials she has over there. FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back right after this, so stay right there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right, the moon is more manageable. The sun. And we agree. It's good to find common ground, everybody. Yeah, the sun is a mighty powerful heat. There's no doubt about that. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we've got a lot more to talk about as we head into the final segment for this weekend edition. Don't forget, you can always head over to kylewarrenshow.com. It's kylewarrenshow.com. There you can find out all about the program. You can find out about our live streams. You can also find out about the podcast as well. Easy peasy to subscribe if you like, and just head over there, check it out. You can also send us a direct message. We sure appreciate them very, very much. James in Denver, I'm sorry we couldn't get to your message earlier, but we will try and do that, of course, next time we're talking with Denise. But I'll tell you what, folks, there's a lot going on out there, of course, this last week in the economy as well, especially where the GDP numbers are concerned. This is a big, big problem, I think, because obviously, you know, what's happening in the economy is going to continue to affect everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. And this is one of the reasons, of course, why this coming up election is, or this election coming up, rather, is so very important. This from CNBC. All the data so far is showing inflation isn't going away and is making things tough on the Fed. Well, you know, poor Fed. Poor Fed, but how about poor us? How about poor everybody? Now, of course, what they mean, obviously, is that the Fed may continue to have rates stay where they are, right? Or, by the way, this is not completely out of kilter. At some point, they may say we're going to hike the rates again, only because if inflation continues to grow or if it continues to be persistent, you know, they may come up with some cockamamie explanation as to why they would do that. Now, everybody, in fact, the market, I think, had baked in the idea that you'd have rate cuts starting earlier, you know, in the year, and then, of course, progressing towards the election, basically. That doesn't look like that's going to happen at all. But again, this from CNBC, the last batch of inflation news and the Federal Reserve officials will see before their policy meeting next week is in. And none of it is very good. In the aggregate, Commerce Department indexes that the Fed relies on for inflation signals showed prices continuing to climb at a rate still considerably higher than the central bank's 2% annual goal. I'm not laughing, you know, for entertainment reasons. It's just the 2% goal thing has been arbitrary. And every time we look at it and we know that, you know, they're not going to be able to, you know, hammer this economy back into a 2%. No, they're not going to. And so you're going to start hearing more like revisionism saying, well, two. In fact, Janet Yellen the other day said, well, we might get it to the twos. What does that mean? 2.9? You know, well, it's in the twos. I told you it's in the twos. You know, so in other words, they're going to start to do that kind of stuff. Now, within that picture came several salient points. An abundance of money still sloshing through the financial system is giving consumers lasting buying power. In fact, shoppers are spending more than they're taking in. Yeah. A situation neither sustainable nor disinflationary. Finally, consumers are dipping into savings to fund those purchases, creating a precarious scenario, if not now, then down the road. I've been saying this all along. You know, we've been talking about this all along on the program. If you ask me, I think consumers have already exhausted their savings. They're already dipping into credit or trying to get more. And that's not sustainable. Not a little bit. But we don't have the same perks as the federal government. We can't just, you know, sign a continuing resolution. We can't just, you know, get more credit or this kind of stuff. A lot of times there is a limit. There is a limit for people out there across the highways and byways. And the thing is, in my opinion, they're not spending to aggrandize themselves. They're not getting credit in order to just live, you know, get some new luxury or something like that. I think, and this is just anecdotal, but I think they're spending this way and they're using these options and exhausting these options because they're trying to maintain. They're trying to keep their head above water. They're trying to make ends meet. Now, and then that's why this whole idea of sustainability really comes into play. And so, back to this article, putting it all together, it adds up to a Fed likely to be cautious and not in the mood anytime soon to start cutting interest rates. Yep, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. Let's go over here. We got a cool audio clip. It's real brief, but it's Steve Forbes talking with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business. And Steve Forbes has something to say, and he mentions a term that should be very concerning to all of us, having to do with the way that things are going, especially from the administration. So you'll hear Larry Kudlow kind of draw this in, and you'll hear Steve Forbes. Let's listen in.
A good piece in today's Wall Street Journal, former Senator Bill Graham and Mike Solon. Real median household income, just put this stat on the table. Real median household income increased by $5,220 in 2019 alone. That is 49% higher than the previous increase in 2015 and 11 times the average percentage gain over the prior 50 years. In other words, in 1 year, this tax bill that Biden wants to end and expire did better for middle-class people. This is median average people, average families, working families. In 1 year, did better than the entire Obama-Biden presidency.
Well, what it underscores is the whole purpose of government is supposed to be to enable people to get ahead. As Lincoln put it, improve your lot in life. Under Trump, they did. So this was simply one of the tools he used, deregulation and some other ones. It worked. Biden, who portrays himself as the tribune of the people, is actually crushing the people. And what if he gets away with not only letting these tax cuts expire, but also putting in a 45% capital gains levy and some of the other junk he wants to do, he'll have a Great Depression. We'll be in 1932 again.
Wow. Wow. Now, I'm telling you, you know, I'm going to draw these two things together here, because where have we heard about the early 1930s just recently? Now, I'm not saying these two things are connected, but it is interesting that we seem to be heading into a doom loop here. We've got what's happening on these college campuses, and then you just, which of course is reminiscent of the early 1930s in Germany with the rise of the Nazis. And now you've just heard, and again, these aren't necessarily connected, but it is interesting that we're not learning from history here. We're not, we are, but these college protesters and of course you've got bad actors who could care less about learning from history because they thought that that was the right idea to begin with, right? That's terrifying. But then, of course, you just got Steve Forbes here talking about Great Depression era. And again, if he's talking about if he lets these tax cuts expire, if, you know, he brings in this almost 45% capital gains rate, you know, this is all a recipe for total disaster. And the Biden campaign is going to go on its merry way. The media is going to go on its merry way. And they're going to keep putting Donald Trump on trial for something. We don't know exactly what, but it's something. And because they tell you they're saving democracy. But in reality, they're crushing the opportunity in the country. They're crushing the little guy, as it were. And they're saying, look, you know, we are going to we're going to make these rules. And by the way, you can never win because of the rules that we're making. And that's a real shame because the rules in America used to be hard work, persistence, and you could grab any opportunity, right? Well, all right, tell you what, folks, thanks for being with us here on this weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com for more information. Check it out. Check out the podcast. And, folks, we're going to be back on Monday morning bright and early with you. So until then, Kyle Warren saying, take care out there.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.